testing one more time to see.
My hands smell like tacos.
You didn't wash your hands yet?
I washed my hands like 3 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The tacos over here be hella strong.
Yeah.
It's all in the corn tortilla.
I feel like I'm still going to feel it, like smell it tomorrow morning.
Wait, is this the beginning of the episode?
I think so. Yeah, it's fine.
Should we check the audio real quick?
Let's just check the audio just to make sure, but I think we're good.
So we had some tacos today because if you don't know, we're in Mexico. Specifically, we're in Mexico City right now. This is the first time that we're recording on location.
Reporting live, yes.
Ciudad? Ciudad?
What do you mean?
Ciudad de Mexico?
Yeah.
You guys, we're having a lot of fun pronouncing all these Spanish words.
Yo, it's so crazy because, like, by the way, if the audio sounds a little bit different, it's because since we are recording for the first time on location.
As in just traveling.
Yeah, so we have, like, different mics. We don't have our usual mics with us. So I'm holding the mic pretty close to my mouth right now, and I keep smelling the food that we had earlier.
Yeah, which we did have some really good tacos. We went to this place, waited in line for, like, 30 minutes. I forget what it's called. It was called, like,
Mizarrita.
It was like maíz, which is, you know, corn, like masa. I assume, like, when you go to order tacos, if they have the option to have like corn tortillas or flour, if you get corn, you say maíz. Anyways, you guys.
So
the place was really good, but
I wouldn't say it was 10 out of 10.
I would say it was like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
We had some really good, tacos the other day. But so far, my favorite food that we had was it in Tulum?
It was in Tulum.
I don't even remember what we ate in Tulum.
Well, let's break it down. Okay, today's episode is all going to be about our Tulum trip.
Yeah,
we were there for 5 days exactly.
Yeah, it was like 5 days including travel days. So it was 4 full days in Tulum, and then 2 half days that we're traveling, which ended up being like another day.
And if you're listening and you don't know where Tulum is, just
look it up on the map.
Google it. Tulum.
Yeah, it's on the Caribbean side of Mexico.
It's not Mexico, it's Mexico.
Okay, Mexico. Yeah. And it's close to Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Cozumel. There's a lot of different areas there. Also, I don't think it's right to obviously talk about the fact that we're in Mexico right now without letting you guys know that we're good, that we're safe. There was a lot going on in the country yesterday when we're recording this. It's Monday.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, there was some crazy stuff going on. Luckily, nothing was happening here in Mexico City. But if anybody's listening who is in Mexico right now and you are anywhere in the affected areas of all of the violence that has been going on, we hope that you're safe, that you're good, and that you're going to get home safe if you're traveling.
Safe and ASAP.
Yeah, and if you are a local, like, we're really thinking about you, and hopefully everything will resolve and things will feel, like, safe again. Because Mexico is so beautiful, and our time here has been amazing. And
shit went down this, not even 24 hours after getting here.
After getting to Mexico City.
We landed on Saturday.
We landed on Saturday.
And Sunday morning, shit went down.
Yeah.
So everybody knows.
But if you don't know what's going on, an easy search will make it very clear. But we wanted to, in this episode, talk about our Tulum trip, especially because this was officially our first time ever in our lives. And of course, since we've been together, but ever in both of our lives, where we've actually been on what people really think about when they say going on vacation.
And this is something that we actually wanted to do for a very long time. And Tulum was, well, first we thought about going to Asia to doing like our full, like, on the beach vacation.
In Asia.
No work. Well, didn't we talk about like we wanted to go to Thailand?
Yeah, but I feel like if Asia, I go right? to Thailand or Vietnam, I'm not trying to go to the beach. I'm trying to go like explore. We were thinking about going to Caribbean places.
Oh, okay.
Like we were looking at Jamaica.
Yeah.
Where were we going to go to like, we wanted to go somewhere that it's like white sand, crystal blue waters.
Oh, I don't know how I thought about it.
Well, after that.
We wanted to go to Bali or something to just relax or something. I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, we've been talking about neither of us. We talked about this. I forget what episode it was, or maybe we didn't even talk about it on the podcast, but we were talking about how like growing up, my family didn't go on vacation. You know, I think when you think about going on vacation, we're not talking about trips or like road trips or getaways like in the same country you live or something like that, camping. We're talking about vacation to sort of like an escape, like a tropical island or like a tropical place. You go stay at a resort is very sort of, you know, there's a lot of like, not necessarily luxury things.
Yeah, but when you say vacation, everybody knows what vacation is.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, we talked about that on last episode, how, I mean, it was the same for me with my family. I don't remember going
like,
on.
Like, you never took a plane and went to, like, a hotel vacation, for, like, days.
No, I don't. And we haven't, and it's cool. So, this was, like, the perfect opportunity to actually.
And we've been saying that we want to go specifically on the type, anytime we've traveled, one, we've always traveled in, like, an explorative type of way. We've always gone to different cities and different countries and really just kind of like bopped around the place, went and ate at a bunch of places, tried to really understand like the culture and the people and the history and the art and everything like that. So it's always been like an explorative type of traveling, but we've never done a leisurely, relaxing type of vacation travel. And we always said that we really want to do this type of trip where all we do is lay by the water, the ocean, the pool, the whatever it is. But ideally, like, I don't know, I feel like going to a place that you're just laying by the pool, it's kind of boring. Like, I'd always rather be at a hotel or a house that has access to, like, a natural body of water that has waves.
Yeah. We didn't even do that. I mean, we kind of did, but we explored.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't lay on the beach the whole time.
Yeah. Yoni has this ESL thing where he sometimes says.
I say bitch instead of beach. Yeah, we laid on the beach, lad. That sounds crazy
because we actually, we were talking to somebody in Tulum when we were there.
I don't remember that story, by the way.
And
I don't even remember doing that.
No. I can't remember who we were talking to.
We were looking for a beach club. And the guy that came out on this trip, and then I said something like, can we go check out the bitch? Instead of checking out the, because we wanted to check it out before we, you know, committed, pay
like,
and everything.
You know, yeah. So if we don't.
I already said that?
You said that.
I didn't say that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because we were kind of like trying to speak Spanish a little bit with this guy. And it was, if you don't know, Tulum is basically, there's Tulum City, like the town of Tulum, the city of Tulum, that is relatively small, obviously. And it's away from the water. So the city itself is not on the water. And then from the city, you take this really long road that gets you to the water. And then there's a road that goes down along the beach that has all of the hotels, the resorts, the...
It's like 100 hotels.
Yeah, it's so many hotels, the restaurants. And you can either stay on a hotel that's like on the jungle side or on the beach side. And we stayed at a hotel that was actually like pretty much at the very end of the hotel strip. You kind of end up driving in the jungle to get to it. And we really wanted to stay somewhere that was quiet. So I'm really glad that we ended up staying at that spot, even though they did tell us to only tell our close friends about it because they want to keep it pretty private. It's like a really small boutique hotel. So sorry if you're going to ask us where we stayed, I can't tell you. But I'm so glad we stayed there because there was so much of the beach strip that was very kind of like touristy, clubby, really, really big hotels with like hella people that are staying in it. Our hotel only had 9 rooms, which was so nice.
It was so nice. It was calm. There was no, other than the music they were playing at the bar, there was no like loud music.
Yeah.
Like, and people playing music so loud that you're not even considering like your neighbors. Like the other hotels, I feel like they're made for clubs. I mean, not clubs, but like loud music.
Yeah.
So, so when you get to our hotel where we were at, you pretty much just drive past all the loud stuff. And at night, especially.
Yeah. At night, some of that shit goes crazy. Like, it's full on clubs. And they're obviously, because in Tulum, it's hot all the time, the clubs are kind of open.
But it's kind of cool, though. Like, I would like to experience that at some point, too. Like, one day, let's just go out.
Yeah, I'm good.
To like a club and it's
that's the thing. Like the club was open. I didn't even have to like wonder what it was like. I feel like I was in the club already just by being on the street. Like I can hear the music. I can hear the people yelling. I can see the girls with like the lights and shit. I don't need any of that. And the music is like whatever.
Yeah, no, we stayed. I'm glad you picked a good spot. And the food there was really good.
And this was the first time that I ever even like looked at hotels. Because most of the time when we travel in a new city, we like to stay in an Airbnb because you get to obviously like have more space. Usually they're a bit cheaper. Now I know that Airbnbs, especially in like really big cities like Mexico City, or even when we went to Lisbon in Portugal, like there's a lot going on with Airbnbs taking over cities, and that's something that we wanted to keep in mind, and I really want to keep in mind like moving forward, because I do understand how it affects, you know, people that are living in those cities, and it's obviously not having good effects on that. So that's why it was just interesting, because I never like look at hotels. So then looking at a hotel, it's like, which one looks like what? Is this also, one gonna be
never,
good?
You never really know
what the room's going to be like until you get there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Some hotels do a really good job at showing you, but everybody uses like the wide angle camera. Like everything looks way bigger.
And also,
for some reason, even Airbnbs too, you walk in and everything is always just smaller.
But another thing too is like hotel specifically is,
if you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Usually they'll show you, like, depending where you book it, if you book it on one of those like travel websites like Expedia or whatever, you go on there, they will show you photos of all the rooms.
I know.
So sometimes it's like you have to do so much work trying to figure out like which room would you stay in and what exactly it looks like. Because sometimes like I was a little bit surprised by our room. And I feel like when you book it so far in advance, by the time you get there, you're like, damn, this is what I booked. because our hotel room was basically one room, and then the bathroom was open. Like the bathroom didn't have a door. It was kind of, the bathroom was right behind the bed. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but you kind of have to walk around like a...
It's like the bed is in the middle separation. Of the room.
Yeah.
I mean, the separation was like a mirror hanging in the middle of the room and this sort of like bar area where the sink was in it. But then like the toilet is right there.
I've never seen a room like that. Like
the
there was shower's no,
right there.
The shower was right. So everything is out in the open.
There's
so,
no door like, that you can if close you if you need to go to the bathroom.
So if you want to take a shower, you're like everybody in the room going to see you take a shower.
I mean, everybody as in the one other person you're staying with.
But what if there's more people there? That would be everybody.
Yeah, but there's only two people that can sleep in that room.
Mm.
So there's only one.
I just mean to say everybody that's there is
going
to see you.
Yeah, and the thing is like, you know, however close you are, everybody's different. But like sometimes you just need privacy.
Yeah, so how did you feel? This was, I think, the first time where...
I mean, I just asked you to please step out of the room while I do my business.
Yeah, not all the time. Sometimes I was just like, you were like, okay, babe, can you just put on some headphones?
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. There was one day, because it was late at night, and I was not about to make you, like, go outside, be bit by mosquitoes.
Just put on some headphones and just, you know, just... Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I didn't mind it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. It was cool. You know, if anything, it brought us closer.
Okay,
but I know there's like some people like in relationships, maybe like it doesn't matter how long you've been in a relationship with someone, you would never use the bathroom while your partner is just, can just hear everything.
Yeah. No, I was actually thinking, so when we were at the hotel, because the hotel is like the hotel we were in kind of felt like someone's house a little bit, even though the rooms were obviously separate and they're kind of like each room had an outdoor exit. So it's not like we're in a big building and we all like take an elevator or something. It was like tiny little hut rooms that were outside. So everybody had their own like entry. But there was a lot of communal spaces of just like big tables outside and stuff. We would have dinner and we ended up, you know, meeting a few. It was mostly, I think, mostly if not only couples that were staying at this hotel. And we ended up, you know, chatting with some people that were there. And it was interesting because one of the couples that we met was kind of it wasn't like a super long relationship. You know, I think they had been together for maybe less than a year to like almost a year.
Yeah.
And
hey, shout out to you for listening to this, by the way. Okay?
Yeah. And I was just thinking, how like they're pretty early in that relationship. And I'm wondering how they're dealing with the bathroom situation, because I'm pretty sure all the rooms were the same.
Oh, damn. Wait, you thought about that?
I thought about that like right now.
Oh, wow. I mean, that would have been a cool question to just ask them.
Ask them, just be like, how y'all doing with the bathroom situation?
So the beach was really nice. Every single morning we woke up, I was trying to catch the sunrise, but sometimes, that bed was comfortable. And it's like, you know, you want to see the sunrise, but at the same time, you're so comfortable in that bed. So we missed it the first couple nights.
The first couple mornings. Yeah, we missed it.
First couple
but
mornings.
The one thing about the beach in Tulum specifically is that unfortunately it deals with a lot of, I forget the actual name. I think it's like seagasm or like sergasm, something like that. Sounds kind of weird, but it's basically a bunch of like seaweed, but it's like really thick and scratchy patches, big chunks of seaweed that are flowing in the water and that basically get washed up on the shore, and it can get really, really, really bad.
You got like pretty far out there. Obviously not all the way to where you can't feel like the bottom, but
no, I never got to that.
I didn't even want to go in there that deep because it just feels so uncomfortable.
I would say the first time that I went in there, it was uncomfortable because
you're just hitting your body.
Swimming and there's like all these scratchy, it's like there's different types of seaweed. This one is like a scratchy one. Even when it's in the water, it feels like there's like a scratchy like sponge.
And then also, who knows, maybe it's something else that you're just thinking it's that.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking that specifically.
That's what I'm gonna think about.
There's nothing appealing about like wanting to dive head first into water when it's full of like all these chunks of seaweed.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
I mean, yeah, that was the one thing that I would say, like, Tulum was really beautiful, but I would want to experience going on this type of, you know, vacation, tropical vacation in a place that has like really, really, truly crystal clear water.
Where you just want to stay in it.
Yeah, you want to just stay in it and...
With this one, it was kind of like, all right, you know, we're here. Let me just get in it for a little bit because, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and this is just the reality of the place. There's no... This is not us, like, you know, complaining about... This is not something that anybody can do about it. This is just, like, how it is. And if you're used to it and if you live there, that's one thing. But, like, if you, you know, you're spending all this money, you're using all your precious time to, like, go on this specific vacation for the water to be like that when you really want it to be that crystal clear blue water. You know, it was a little bit of a disappointment, but regardless, the beach was amazing. The sand was crazy. I've never felt such soft sand.
It was soft, but it was really thick at the same time too.
Yeah, it was very like packed.
Yeah. Which I like.
And it was really windy. Which I didn't expect. Like, it would be really hot when you're just, you know, away from the water. But as soon as you, like, walk onto the beach in the openness of the beach, you are immediately hit with so much sand. And it can get, like, kind of intense. And then it'll also be a lot of, like, salt in the air that is being, you know, pushed onto the beach from the sea. And then you would just constantly be like salty and sticky. And
but you know, the being sticky part, I don't mind that.
Like, you embrace
it. Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's a little bit annoying for me because my hair gets like fucked up.
I mean, that's fine. But like, why do you care necessarily?
I mean, I don't care. It's just like annoying.
Oh.
It's just like my hair. And then my hair is like really like a crazy. It's like my hair is crazy. You saw how it looked. And then on top of that, we have to tell you guys about our favorite, has to be probably our favorite part of the trip, which was the fact that to get around Tulum, the easiest way to get around Tulum is by a scooter.
You have to get a scooter. If you ever visit Tulum, guys, don't bother renting a car.
No, you're missing out on like half the fun, if not all the fun of being there.
I feel like that was like 80% of the fun.
Yeah, that was our favorite part. I think the mode of transportation in a new place.
I don't know if this mic picks up all the noise outside, but it's pretty loud out here.
Yeah, we're like on this main street where there's a lot of commotion, but the main. Like one of our favorite parts about traveling anywhere has always been our mode of transportation. It's like, how are we biking around? Are we like, even when we're driving, it's like driving becomes fun because then you get to experience the place in such a specific way. Or are we, you know, using like, what are those called? Like trotineta? Like it's like a scooter, but.
Yeah, like some
electrical scooter, but then the scooter that we used in Tulum is like a Vespa.
Yeah, it was real. It was my first time getting on one of those.
Yeah, it was a little.
Did you know?
I mean, yeah, I kind of assumed it was the first time.
Yeah, it was my first time.
It was a little sketch at first just because, you know, getting the hang of it. And this was one where we both were sitting on it. So Yoni was driving and then I was sitting behind him holding onto this bar that was on the side and then having this little, thank God that the one that we had this little like box that you can store things. You like open it in the back and then it's just like a little box where you would put, you know, like your bag or, you know, groceries or whatever. And that kind of ended up being like the back of my seat.
Were you leaning back on it?
I mean, because you were leaning on me, I was then kind of leaning on...
I was trying to figure out, like, did you want to have that space between my back and your chest?
Because anytime you would pull the brake or press the brake or whatever, and we would like slow down, I would move forward. I would go forward.
Okay.
Because I'm not holding onto anything. Like, you're holding onto the actual bike. Uh-huh. So if we're stopping, like, you're pressed into the bike. But because I didn't have anything, anytime we would slow down, I would like go forward, and it would feel really like not safe, not secure.
Yeah.
So that's why I needed you to like, I needed the pressure from the front. And then I needed the back box thing to like help me. So then I felt like really comfortable.
Were you comfortable?
Yeah. Once I got used to it, I felt really comfortable.
Yeah, driving that was really, really fun.
Probably like, I would say
it was the most fun.
It was like the best part of the trip. Like, we were just trying to be on that scooter all day.
Because think about it too, like, and also it was only $70 for like the whole time we were there.
Yeah.
That is crazy. In New York, $70 wouldn't even get you.
That would get you like one day of
like
a car.
Like a half a day.
No, it would get you like a day of a car rental.
Yeah, those scooters go really fast. I was surprised. You know, half of the time, I wasn't even really like
going. Yeah, I wasn't letting Yoni go fast.
I wanted to go. So also, mind you, people are going faster than us. So I'm like, okay, let me try to keep up with the traffic. And then Ellie would be like, babe, it says max 30. Like miles per hour, right?
No, or is it kilometers? It's kilometers.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, but nobody's going that slow. Nobody
Listen,
is.
I wasn't trying
so
to
then
get...
I would go to like 35. She'd be like, babe, 30 max. So then a few times I did that and you saw how slow that
okay,
felt.
But there were also a few times where you're going 50 when it was supposed to be 30.
Yo,
and
one time,
I felt like we were going too fast.
One time I was doing 60 because I don't know, it just feels, especially like, when there's just like palm trees around you,
you're going
open
straight.
Road, you're going straight. You have to go fast.
I get it. And we did go fast at some points, but then it gets like hella windy. You start crying, like you can't really see anything.
Yo, sometimes there was like sand that was flying in my eye, and I would just like drive with like one eye.
I know. Sometimes I could tell that shit got in your eye, and then we're still going hella fast. You're not slowing down. I can tell you're like looking at the side, and I'm like, yo, you good? Like, I can't tell. And the road too, like some of the roads were, because they were, a lot of the roads are kind of just like straight for a really long time. There would be like a random sort of, I don't know what you call it,
like a bump.
Like a bump in the road to like force you to slow down.
But sometimes it would be like three of them back to back.
And they made them like in a very specific way. They're very like thin and tall. So going over it is like really uncomfortable. I don't know. And then, yeah, again, you would have like three of those back to back. And
also the bottom of the scooter would hit it every once in a while, especially if I go fast. And I hate that feeling.
And then you're like, yo, are we breaking the scooter? Like, what's going on? But it was a really fun time.
You have to get the scooter if you go. And honestly, now, like, if we go to another country and they have those available, I would love to get around with that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, if we went to Vietnam,
that's way better than a car.
That would be super fun. Except if everybody, like Tulum, the traffic is, you know, you're on one road, everybody is kind of going one way or the other. But I'm imagining, like, if you were to be somewhere in Vietnam or even Thailand or Indonesia or India, you know, where it's like, this is like the main means of transportation.
Right.
And the road.
I love chaos, so I would still want to do
that. Oh my God, I would be so overwhelmed.
Yeah, Alia gets overwhelmed really easily. If there's a lot of noise, people honking, maybe a lot of people yelling or whatever.
Okay, but I think it's like actually very fair that I get, it's not even that I'm getting overwhelmed easily, it's just a normal situation to get overwhelmed in.
And then also, yeah, that's true. But when we were on the scooter, obviously I'm watching the road. I'm watching where I'm going and I'm so focused.
Right.
So then one time I think you thought that I was looking at the trees while driving and then you were like, babe, can you just look at the road? But I was looking at the road.
Okay,
maybe like my helmet, it looked like it was looking sideways.
From the back, it seemed to me that you were kind of looking to the side, like around where we were driving. And I do get, because you were driving the whole time, you weren't able to really take in the sights.
What was
around us?
I was taking it in.
Okay. Well, that's why I said that. But I want to talk about how even though this was our first time doing this sort of vacation, we also didn't do any work. Neither of us filmed videos while we were there. It was amazing.
Only iPhone stuff.
Yeah. Only,
but I was
like,
taking a lot of photos. I have some amazing photos. I can't wait to show you guys.
Yeah. I'm so curious how those photos turned out.
Yeah. There's going to be some photos that I know for sure I'll want to print, especially the black and white ones.
Mm, yeah. Wait, what was I going to say?
Well, you're talking about we
didn't film. We said we were not going to do any work on this part of the trip. And the first, like the idea that I imagined is exactly how I said it in the beginning of the episode. Like, we want to go find a really nice, like a nice hotel that's comfortable, that's quiet, that is not a huge hotel, that has a nice beach, nice, you know, like beach seating and all that. And we're just going to lay by the water and relax all day. And the idea of that was cool. But then I realized, like, I can't be doing that for more than one day. And I also can't be doing that all day for 4 days.
Just being at the beach?
Like, yeah, I can't just, like, wake up, eat at the hotel, have breakfast at the hotel, take, like, go swimming, sit on the beach until lunch, have lunch at the hotel, take a nap, maybe go to the beach again.
What I'm trying to figure out is that where does that idea come from?
There's a lot of people that do that. Like, there's
the beach all day.
I mean, yeah, like there's people that are at their resort. Like, this was a hotel. If you were to go to somewhere that was more of a resort, that was like really, really big, and they have like three pools and the beach and like all that, there's people that just stay at the hotel and don't leave for like days.
No, I can't. I can't do
that. And there's maybe like multiple restaurants. So today you're going to try this restaurant. Like, remember Malta, the hotel that we were at?
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a big hotel. It was like a whole building, right? Okay. With so many rooms. There was like all these different, there was like three different restaurants or something like that. Then you have, you know, the activities that maybe come from the hotel.
So you think people stay there the whole time?
I mean, in Malta specifically, like, probably not. But there are places where, like, all there is are resorts and, like, nothing else. And because Tulum, the way that it's set up, is, like, you have the strip of hotels, which we were staying on. But then to get to the Tulum town or the Tulum city, you have to, like, drive about, it was, like, 25 minutes, 20, 25 minutes with the scooter. And there were people that just, like, didn't leave the hotel strip. And the hotel strip, like, there are some restaurants. You can walk, you know, you can walk, like, from where we were to maybe the end of it is, like, a two-hour walk, let's say. Like, it's a long strip, you know? And there's, like, some shops and, like, stuff like that.
Now, you got...
But like, it's all made for tourists.
Yeah, and it really looks like it too. It's like a lot of the stores look the same, but it's cool. You know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But I feel like for us and the way we like to travel is that the way we did it,
it was perfect.
It couldn't have been better.
But it made me realize that we, even though I kind of imagined, I had this idea of like our vacation, I was like, you know what? I kind of don't want to just do that.
But we also just don't know how to do that.
Exactly. Like, we didn't know how to just do the same thing every day for days. And to also not, you're telling me I'm going to eat the same thing or at the same place. I'm not going to see what else is there.
The first time we went out onto the beach, right? And we were like, all right, cool. We're here. And it was so funny. I remember like this specific moment. I looked at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were just standing on the sand right there. The hotel's behind us. Really beautiful. Like, everything was like, it was a vibe, right? But then I was just like, okay. It was kind of a moment like we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, like I was like, I don't know.
So then Alia was just like, just sat on the sand.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You just sat down. Like, okay, cool. Like, what are we supposed to do? But
I think that was our first morning.
Yeah, it was our first morning. We was like, okay, should we just sit here?
We woke up. And it was after the sunrise. So we didn't really see the sunrise. But then it was obviously, you know, it was sunny. The sun was in the sky. We went to the water. I was like, do I put on my bathing suit? Like, how do people do this? You know, I just like didn't know the order of things.
Oh, my God. And but then, also, you're overthinking it. You know, you just go.
I am overthinking. But you know how I am. It's like I like things to be like perfect. So I need to have to like I really have to set it up in my mind. Like, what are we doing?
Yo, that's like a good thing, but also to a fault. Like,
yeah, definitely. 100%.
Because I'm so not that. I'm just like, if something is not perfect, it's perfect because it's not perfect.
Okay, you know, but it doesn't necessarily have to be perfect. It just needs to be figured out.
No, you need it. Well, yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you would like it to be perfect.
No, because I don't even know what, I don't have a perfect image.
Okay,
I just want to know what is the plan.
You need to know.
Like, I need to know, are we just going to be at the hotel today? And like, if the answer is yes, okay, I know.
But why do you need to know that? Why can't you just like be at the hotel and then we'll see what? Alia, you're not a like.
Go with the flow.
We'll see what happens type of person. That's me, 100%.
I have definitely gotten a bit better. I'm not as rigid as I used to be with that shit.
Nah, you're still. It's never like, okay, well, you know, we're just going to walk around a little bit and then see what we get into. You're like, no, I need to know where you want to go. Like, you need a direction, even yeah, right now.
That's true. I do need a direction.
Like, if we go outside right now, you're not going to be walking on, because your brain just needs to know where it's putting its energy towards.
Exactly. And I don't think that's a bad thing. but we basically didn't know how to just relax, and we didn't know how to just, we ended up having, like, after a couple days.
I brought my book. I read, like, one paragraph.
No. You read a little bit. And I read a little bit, too. But I wanted to say the other couple that we ended up talking to in the hotel, we arrived on the same day. And we met the first night when we had dinner. And then throughout our stay, we obviously like bumped into each other and we just asked like, oh, what you guys been up to? Oh, this is what we've been doing, blah, blah, blah. And we had been like every morning, pretty much every morning, we like would wake up, get dressed, get ready. We would go to the beach, look at the sunrise. Oh, so beautiful. Feel the sun on our face, whatever. Maybe go for like a quick morning walk. And we've been waking up really early. We've been waking up like 7 a.m. to like watch the sunrise.
I was determined. I honestly think the first sunrise that I caught, it was a pretty cloudy sunrise. But I think the photos turned out really, really good.
Yeah.
Black and white too. Normally you wouldn't photograph sunrise or sunset in black and white. But yeah. I think it looks great.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, because I was like, are you not gonna take color photos of this?
No.
But then, yeah, we would wake up, we would watch the sunrise, we would go for like a morning walk or something. Then we would get ready, like, you know, get dressed in whatever we're gonna wear. And then it was pretty hot, so we were kind of wearing, you know, like whatever. And then we would hop on the scooter. And we would scoot over to town, and we would go to the town, the Tulum town, and we would go get breakfast there and then see what's around the town. And then
it was really fun.
Like, we explored the actual like city of Tulum.
Yeah.
And got, like, we didn't really hang out on the hotel strip because it just has hotels and random stores.
I have no interest in doing that.
And, like, it just felt like this is set up for people who are traveling to Tulum.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go to where, like, locals live.
People in Tulum, like, actually, the locals, you know, whatever they do, whether it's, like, grocery shopping.
Yeah, like, whatever, if they're, like, selling fruit out of their truck, like, stuff like that.
Remember the coconut we got? The fresh coconut.
Oh, yeah. Was hot.
Yeah. And I want to ask people, is it normal for the coconut water to be, what do you call it when you get it out of the
coconut? Like, we got coconut water from the actual young coconut.
Yeah, I didn't know it was young coconut, old coconut, coconut.
Coconut. Coconut. Yeah, we
it was like warm and
we went to this really good restaurant. Oh my god, this was such good food. We went to this really good restaurant. If you ever go to Tulum, go to this restaurant called, I'm going to forget, La Negra. Oh my god, what is it called? It's like a seafood place. And it's called something La Negra, or...
Should I look it up real quick?
Something okay, similar. I need to tell you guys, because the seafood we had there was crazy. Okay, we had, let me just... La Tomasa Negra, I think is what it's called. It just... I didn't read it yet. It just came to my mind. Yeah, something like that. La Tomasa...
Yeah. Oh, you're looking
at La Negra Tomasa.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Good memory.
No, it's it honestly so 10 good. Out of 10.
Yeah. That was like one of my favorite meals. We had an amazing aguachile there. We had some like tuna tostadas. We had delicious stuff. I like almost didn't realize how good seafood, like Mexican seafood is. And next door to this restaurant, there was this lady that she was just sitting in this dark ass hallway. But at the end of the hallway that's like connected to the street, she had this table with a bunch of coconuts, coconut water, all this stuff. So we're like, okay, we want to like, let's get, you know, when in Mexico. And we got this coconut from...
It was cool to see her...
Chopping it up
in front of us, you know?
Yeah, she had this big ass machete.
Yeah.
And she was just like cutting the top of the coconut.
She put the straw in it, and I mean, I don't know why, for some reason, and I posted it and everybody was laughing in my DMs because I was like, I thought it was supposed to be cold.
One, it was supposed to be cold, so and is two, it like was really watery. It's not supposed to be cold because they're not keeping the coconuts in the fridge.
Okay, but like, why don't you keep it in the fridge then?
Because I think that's maybe like an American, like a US thing, like we're used to drinking cold coconut. It's probably that if you just drink it from the motherland,
it's not,
like, if you just pick it from the palm tree, that shit ain't in the fridge, right? Think about it.
That's true, but I guess, I don't know, like, it wasn't, I didn't finish it.
Yeah, like, you would want it to be refreshing. And you're thinking, if it's refreshing, it's going to be cold, for one. But two, straight out of the coconut, maybe this was just, like, not a great one, but it was really watery. Like, it didn't have, like...
What do you mean it was watery?
That coconutty flavor. Like, it almost tasted just, like, plain water.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I don't know. And the coconut itself was yellow. I don't know if that matters because sometimes there's like green coconut, yellow coconut.
But see, I wanted to get that brown coconut.
Yeah, I don't think you don't drink
those.
The brown coconut you use for like the coconut meat.
Yeah.
So I don't think you drink, like, there's a little bit of water in that coconut. But
if you live anywhere on an island and you're familiar with this type of stuff, please educate us, because we don't know what it's supposed to be. We just got it and it was, it was interesting. But it was so, you know, also too, like, seeing just like random dogs walking around by themselves, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's something that I grew up with, so it's not very...
Really?
I mean, yeah, in Bucharest, we have stray dogs everywhere.
Yeah, I don't deal with those very well because they kind of like leave you alone. They don't do nothing. They don't come up to you.
Yeah, you also want to leave them alone, though. You don't want to like pet a stray dog.
Yeah, but then also when there's a car coming, like they don't move. Like they just kind of like chill there and they don't...
I think it depends on the...
Well, I've seen that a few times.
And you only like, formed damn. A specific bond with this one stray dog after we had some tacos at Taco Honorio. Very good tacos. In Tulum. I highly recommend.
Wait, what dog are you talking about?
Yeah, there was like a dog. You wanted to give him water.
Oh, yo. It was a dog that was just walking around the street. And
it was a really busy street with a lot of cars.
He looked so thirsty.
Yeah. Tongue hanging out.
Yeah, tongue hanging out. And I was just like, I need to find some water. So we had a little bit left from the hibiscus drink that we had from that restaurant.
Yeah, we had my agua de Jamaica.
Yeah, and I was drinking it. It was okay. But then I saw the dog as we were walking out. And so I went back to the bathroom. I dumped it.
So mad. You threw
I'm sorry.
Away my Jamaica.
I dumped because I didn't know.
It was, to be honest, it wasn't that good. We got that one and we also got this like cucumber mint
drink.
That one was crazy. And it was so good because they served these drinks. They had a bunch of other drinks in these like plastic bottles that look
like just water bottles.
They're like water bottles, but not branded or anything. And they're not, you know, like in the U.S., you would have something like this, but it would be like a fancy, like thick plastic sort of bottle. But then this one was like a really thin, almost like, you know, Nestle water.
Yeah.
It's like that type of,
yeah.
It was like that type of water bottle, which is what made it fire. Something about it, it's like, you know, that juice is going to be good.
Yeah, you can just look at it. And they had so many different ones. So I'll go to the bathroom. I dump the hibiscus tea. I'm sorry. I fill it up with water, and then I go back outside looking for that dog, and he was just there kind of walking around. He really looks like he was looking for some water. So then I walk up to him, and then I didn't even know how to give him the water, because how do you give a dog water from a bottle?
Yeah, you don't.
It's not like...
You need to have like a bowl or something.
Yeah, exactly. But then I went, and me and this other guy actually that was around, he was also trying to give the dog some water. And then I was like, yo, these dogs look kind of like thirsty, right? And then the guy was like, yeah, I went inside the restaurant, but they don't want to give me a bowl, because the only bowls they have is the bowls that they actually have food in for people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know? So
we then Yoni just started pouring that water.
Pouring the water, like maybe the dog won't catch it in the air. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then I ended up giving the bottle to the guy that was also trying to help the dog. And I was just like, yo, if you figure something out, please take this bottle. We got to go. And that's it. So I hope they got some water. But yeah, that's the dog story.
I'm trying to think, like, did anything happen while we were there?
Yeah, something happened.
What happened?
No, well, nothing happened. But one day we went on a walk. I think it was maybe the third day. And that's the first time we took the long walk.
Oh, yeah. We went. I mean, it was a long walk. It was like 30 minutes.
Okay. But we covered some ground.
Yeah.
And
on the beach.
On the beach.
So from our hotel, which is like one of the last hotels on the strip. So it's like deep in there. We walked up the beach, and that's when we were able to see like the beach clubs of all the other hotels, because there's no way to really see them from like the main strip.
Yeah.
And then where's the story going?
No, we were walking just to see what's up there.
And also just to go for a walk.
Go on a good walk.
Love a good walk on the beach.
But from a distance, we could see, and I'm talking about like, it felt like it was a mile away, right? You could see the, what do you call those? Like the kite surfers?
Yeah.
Surfers. And I didn't think we would make it all the way there.
Because
that was pretty far.
Yeah.
So I'm taking photos of Alia.
And it's funny because initially we were just sitting on the beach like reading. And then I was like, you know what? I was going to go back inside. And then I was like, why am I going back inside when it's like not dark yet? I'm just going to be what, in the hotel room?
No, hell no.
So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk. And then at first you were like, oh, wait, I need to finish this chapter. And I was like, babe, we're going right now. So then we ended up just going on this random walk, but it wasn't like planned to be like, oh, let's go on a long walk.
No, not at all.
And then we just ended up keeping going. And something about it is interesting because
keeping going.
Yeah, that grammar. And something about a walk on the beach just feels like you can keep going for so long. Like you're just like walk and walk, and you have the water coming, and then you have you know, like the different people that are walking on the beach, and you have different people that are swimming, and then you go look on the left and you have like all the people at the resorts, and you're checking out like what they got going on over here. And by the time you know, it's like you've been walking for 30 minutes.
Yeah. And the whole time we're walking, I had my film camera with me and I was taking photos of just whatever, right? You know where this is going.
I don't.
Okay. So then I have so if you know anything about like film camera 35mm, you only get 36 shots, right?
On a roll,
yes. So at this point, I have maybe 30 when we started the walk, or maybe like 28. Okay. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I have like 8 shots left or whatever, like that, 7. So then we're going, I'm taking photos, whatever. And this whole time I'm thinking, we're not going to get all the way to where we see the kite surfers, right? The jump in the air and stuff like that. And it crossed my mind. I was just like, wow, it would be cool to take photos of them.
Right.
Anyways, so we walk and then I keep taking photos. Basically,
like random shit,
right? Wasting film. So then I have like, I don't know, I'm at shot 35. And then I was just like, I think you took the last shot of me, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, babe, you know, because Yoni always tells me that I don't take photos of him on the film camera, and it's because it's your film camera.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Well, so the last one, I was like, you know what?
No, I was like, you know what, babe? Let me get a photo.
Okay, but I told you, I said, make sure it's worth it. Is this good? Because I didn't have another roll on me.
And I was like, you know, I hope it's good.
So then she takes it.
That shit ain't gonna be good, y'all.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Because, okay, so now she took it and I'm just like, all right, cool, perfect. You know, I still hoped it was good. So then we keep walking. Now we get all the way to the Kitesurfers. This is like, it felt like 2 miles from our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we see them. And then this guy was, he was a pretty like advanced surfer.
Yeah. He knew. He looked like he'd been doing this for a minute.
Yeah. And
if you don't know what kite surfing is somebody is surfing on like a, it's not like a full surf board, is kind of half of it and it's more of a rectangle, and then they're clipped in and then they have a big kite, kind of like a, in Romanian we call it parapanta, and it's kind of like a crescent, you know, and then they hold onto it, and the wind, as I said, like it had been, it's really windy on the beach, so they just use all this wind that basically pulls them through the water, and they're like kite surfing, and it looks really fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would do with them.
So this guy came really close to us because it's kind of like you're gliding on the water, like you're surfing. Yeah, you're surfing.
Everyone knows what that looks like.
Right, but then like you could go fast, you can go slow, whatever.
And so you're not necessarily going on like a wave, because the waves would get like kind of big, but they weren't like surfer waves, you know.
No,
but you just kind of because of the wind, it keeps you just going.
Yeah.
So then you're going no matter what the vibe of the water is, and you can also come really really close to the shore, yeah, even if the water's not that deep.
Yeah. So this guy came really close to us and I just watched him like you know, pass us, and I was like, the first thing I thought about, that should have been the last shot of the film.
Yeah, especially because he came close to the shore many times, and he would go like relatively slow and like sort of take his time, and he just looked so cool. He had a very specific look. He had like, you know, very nice tan skin. And
Shout out to you if you're listening, bro, because I feel like I'm kind of like jumping like in the story, but
okay, continue the story.
No, so I missed the shots. Obviously, I wasn't able to take any film photos. So, but I was like, you know, tomorrow we're gonna come back. I have to come back. Mm-hmm. I looked at the time; it was around like maybe 5:30. I was like, tomorrow we need to come back. I need to get these photos. I don't care. I don't know this guy. I don't know who he is. Whatever.
We won't know if he'll be back here.
Yeah, I didn't know. But in my head, I'm thinking like, I hope he's gonna be back. But if he's not gonna be back, I'm gonna take photos of someone else doing this.
Right.
You know.
Especially because we realized that there are many of these kite surfing, like, they're kind of like booths, you know? So, like, any person can just go up to the thing.
You can rent
the equipment, and you either get, like, lessons or you go out there on your own. And there's many of those types of, like, booths back to back. So,
yeah, we didn't know. I mean, I made sure to come back to this one.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the next day we have a whole day and stuff like that. And then
we end up actually going to a beach club. The plan was like, let me find... Yoni was on a mission.
I was on a mission to get photos of, you know...
He brought two film rolls.
And I brought my Leica with me.
Yeah. And the plan was let's figure out where these kite things are. And then let's find a beach club that is nice, not too expensive, that is relatively close to those, so then that can be like our home base, and then I can be there tanning, reading, whatever I'm doing, ordering food, drinks, living my best life, and Yoni can like go walk around all these different like kite surfing areas and like take all his photos.
Yeah.
And that was basically what we did the next day.
Yeah, that's what we did. I think I got like one. We ordered a pina colada because we really wanted one.
We said we have to try a legit pina colada. What did you think? Yoni kind of wanted it to be like more how you see it in the movies, in like a big glass.
Because, you know,
it's like frozen.
The reason why I wanted to get a pina colada is because one of the nights before we saw someone get a big ass pina colada.
Well, no, it was actually the seafood restaurant that I was talking about.
I was like, I need that.
Yeah. And they made it look so good and like just.
Yeah. But then the one we got from the spa we were at was just like in a small glass. I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It wasn't bad, but. I don't know.
No.
I don't love the combination that much of like coconut with pineapple. I separate thing. And then we also got a mojito, which was really good.
Yeah. So Ali is tanning, reading her book and stuff like that. And I got my drink.
You were chilling with me for a little bit.
I was chilling for a little bit. But then I was like, okay, cool. Because the guys were going, but I didn't see the guy from yesterday. So I'm like, all right, I'm about to go look for this guy. And hopefully I can see someone else. Ideally, like, they need to have long hair for some reason, for the shot to come out as I wanted to.
But I also think it's because that guy that we saw that first evening, like,
no, it was
before,
perfect.
He just looked exactly like the person you would expect to be doing this shit.
No, exactly. So then I'm walking.
Yeah, you end up, like, leaving me and walking, like, down the beach.
Yeah. And guess who I see? See the guy from the day before. And I was like, this, because the whole day, like from after I missed that shot yesterday, I kept thinking about that photo.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do street photography or any type of photography that's like super candid and in the moment.
And on film.
And on film. Even if it's not on film, if you missed a shot, if you missed a moment, you know that you can never recreate it. You know that you can never, like, even if you tell the person, hey, can you do that again? It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Right? So... that's kind of the beauty about, like, you know, this type of photography is that it's that moment frozen in time forever and that's it. So anyway, so I see the guy again. You don't know how excited that guy. It's so funny. I was just like, bro, I'm going to take these photos. So he's going and he's kind of like far. Yeah. I don't have a zoom lens, right? I'm using like just a prime lens. So he kind of had to get close to where we were.
To actually get the shot that you wanted.
Yeah. So I just stood there. I didn't move. I was just focused. I was like, I'm not missing this. So... we made eye contact, but I don't think he like recognized me, but I'll kind of point it to my camera. I was like, yo, can I shoot? That's when I posted on my story. I was just like, how do you say, can I take a photo in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, you have to say, puedo tomar una foto or something like that. Yeah. Puedo tomar. Una foto. Yo, if I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry, guys. But that's what I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to be using this whole trip, right? So anyways, now this guy is kind of like taking a break or whatever, and he's taking his, you know, stuff off. I think he was sharing the thing with one of his friends.
Mm.
So then I kind of walk up to him. It was kind of like far a little bit. So I was like, yo, I need to talk to this guy and I need to tell him, yo, I'm taking photos of you. So come close to me.
Mm.
Like, because when someone knows that, they can work their way. They can come closer for
a
shot.
Yeah. Especially because he would come close. But
yeah, exactly. So I was like, I got a few shots of him already, but I was like, it can be better.
Mm-hmm.
And this was only in with the black and white camera. Like, I didn't do that with the film. So I walk up to him and I was like, yo, bro, I got some photos of you. But, and I actually saw you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, wait, you were the guy from... yesterday, I remember I saw a guy with a camera, and it was us when we were walking.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we didn't talk to him that day. So then I ended up talking to him for like 20 minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from? What's your name? What do you do? And he's like born and raised in Tulum, and he's been doing this like his whole life. He's an instructor also. And I told him like, yo, bro, like I didn't know if he was done that day or not. But I told him, just give me an email, give me information. I ended up getting like his number, and we kind of been talking ever since, right? Yeah.
They've been WhatsApping.
Yeah. And I told him, I'm just going to, you know, edit the photos and send them to you. So then I thought it was done for the day. So I kind of go back. I'm happy. I got my photos. There may not be the closest one to the lens, but I was like, you know what? It's okay. So then I see him go back in the water.
Yeah. And then what's funny is like this actually ended up being exactly in front of the the beach club that I we decided to stay at.
Yeah.
So then I was looking. I could see Yoni having this whole ass conversation with this guy.
Oh, you could see me?
Yeah. And I was like, of course he ended up talking to him. And then, of course, they're talking for hella long,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we talked for a minute. And, yeah, he ended up getting back in the water. And while he was in the water, I was talking to his friend because they were both sharing the thing. I got to know his friend a little bit, and they're both doing this. I don't know if they do this every day or not, but yeah. And then now he knew that I was taking photos. Mm. But while we were talking, I told him, I was just like, yo, earlier when I was taking photos, I was taking photos of you, but he didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he was like, he thought that I was taking photos of someone else that I knew. So while I'm waiting for him to get close, he told me he was trying to get out the way. So then I was just like, nah, bro, you need to come closer. But obviously there's no way for him to know that I was waiting on him, right? So yeah, then he came back around and we did it right. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see how those photos
turn out. Yeah, I'm so curious to see how those turn out.
Yeah, me too. I hope they're good.
Yeah. No, because he was just like truly the perfect guy to like be doing that activity and like have, you know, he had his hair like going everywhere.
Yeah.
And he would randomly like throw up like a surfer dude sign. It was just like,
yeah, really nice guy. And we're gonna stay in touch, man. So I think next time if I come to Tulum, I'm gonna call him and be like, yo, pick me up from the airport, take me somewhere. Like,
yeah. He was, we ended up not doing some of the things we didn't end up doing in Tulum, were like the more sort of excursions. Just because, I don't know, we kind of wanted to...
The cenotes?
Keep it chill, yeah. And we didn't end up going to the cenotes.
He kept telling me, bro, go to the cenotes. Please, I'm telling you. I'm just like...
And I don't know why something about it just... I know it's probably really beautiful.
You had to get in the water.
Yoni wasn't really trying to get in the water like that, especially like with his head and everything. I would have, but I don't know why. I just kind of was like,
next time I feel like I want to be, I just want to be a little bit more explorative and do that. But
it was honestly such a fun time. We did it right. Like we were there for the perfect amount of time to get to like one, get familiar with the areas, with like how to do stuff. With like the, you know, ordering the scooter getting delivered, and like how does the scooter work, getting comfortable with it, then like going to town, what roads do you use, like, oh, there's a lot of one ways, oh shit, you know, like all these different things. And then then the next day is like figuring, you feel more comfortable. It's like, what do we want to do today? Where do we want to go? Like, I don't know. I just think being there for four full days, if we would have been there for a whole other day, it would have been too much.
Yeah, definitely would have been too much. And there's people who stay there for a long time.
There's people that stay there for a whole week, which I don't think I could do. Like a whole week, like full weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I think it's just so cool to go somewhere like this and have like at least just one contact, like of a person that you met.
Yeah. Do you mean when you go to the place to have a contact or to make one when you're in?
To make one. And then so for next time you have a contact.
Yeah, that's true. You feel like you got that contact?
No, I feel like I got that contact, but I want you to get one too.
I feel like it's more of a you thing.
Really? But do you not care to like meet someone that's like from there, like a local? Because
no, it could be cool, but it's like it's something that either happens or doesn't. It's something that I'm like gonna go out of my way to
do. But you have to go out of your, like, I went out of my way to meet this guy.
I mean, yeah, but it was like for a specific purpose of you taking photos. It's like you taking photos of people,
but
connects you with people a lot more versus me.
That's true, but I don't want to say that. I mean, obviously it was for the photos, but then also too, like you wanted to
talk to him.
Yeah, just talk to him, be like, yo, this is like really cool. And he told me so much about like the history of it and where, yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. So that's it. I don't know.
That's the Tulum story. Yeah,
that's the Tulum story. I want to tell you, we have to tell him about when we first got to Mexico City and just the feeling that we kind of had for the first 2 days. We have to.
Right,
like
now?
In detail. No, not right now. Next episode.
Oh, yeah. I was like... Are we going to talk about that now?
No. We're going to tell you guys, but everything is good.
Yeah, everything is good. We're feeling good and safe here.
We had an amazing day today, too.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful day. The sun was out. People were on the street. Yeah. Everybody was, you know, we had to just like kind of play it by ear today and really see what was going on. We were ready to kind of, you know, like change our flight.
Because we're leaving on Saturday.
Yeah, we're here for like a whole week.
And the thing just happened, so...
It was like basically the first full day that we're in Mexico City, and then shit goes down, you know? And of course, like, us being tourists and stuff is like not really even... Not that it's not important, but we're people that are going to eventually, you know, leave, and all this stuff like going on is affecting the people that are actually, you know, like living in all these places. So it's more... It's just like... It is really scary, but then it's also realizing that, you know, you still kind of get to be like an outsider out of this, and you realize like how lucky you are that you get to, you know, like leave. But
we'll get into it in a little bit in more.
Yeah, but we're good. Thank you. If you are somebody who like sent us messages on, you know, Instagram, checking that everything's okay and that we're good, we appreciate you. We're being smart. We're, you know, not leaving the city. We're sticking to, you know, like known areas we would have liked to explore a little bit more. But it's just like, it doesn't make sense. And it's not really safe to do that right now. So we're just going to be comfortable, not really be out when it's dark out, you know, like the basic precaution things. But the city feels safe. People are I just want to say, because we didn't even like talk about this, but every single person in Tulum was so nice. All the locals, the people that we talked to at different like restaurants and stores.
It's kind of hard not to be happy in Tulum.
I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to like, I don't know what life is like for somebody to live there. I think to say for somebody who is visiting and is a tourist there to say life is happy.
No, well, the people we met are the tourists, right? Like the people who came there for vacation.
No, but I'm also talking about like everybody. Oh, like
at, the locals at the stores and stuff.
Yeah, like, it's like
the coffee shops.
I just think compared to, you know, we've gotten to travel a lot. We traveled a lot last year. We went to so many different places and is like, you can just, you know, even being in Mexico City now is like every single person that we interact with, even though like, yeah, it's like in terms of like a service, whether it's in a store or a restaurant, people, you know, it's like the service industry, you kind of have to be nice and stuff, but you can just tell it's so genuine.
Yeah.
You can just tell people are just being nice and people are, you know, like, they appreciate you and you're trying to like speak Spanish to with them, and I don't know, it was just like, it's so heartwarming and beautiful, and it's been honestly so great being in Mexico and getting to experience this beautiful culture, the amazing food, and we can't wait to tell you guys about our Mexico City trip, because it's very different than Tulum, obviously. It's like basically being in New York but in Mexico in terms of like how big this city is.
Yeah, it's huge.
So we're gonna talk about that in the next episode, as today was technically our second full day and we are here for another four. So we got plenty of time ahead to just explore. I really want to go to some museums and stuff. I know Yanni doesn't want to go to museums, but...
No, I don't mind museums, but when I visit a new place, I just want to be outside.
You can go to a museum for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
It's something to do. It's like...
Also, this episode is actually last Wednesday's episode. So this week we'll have another audio episode just to catch up with the times.
Yeah. You know, we were on vacation, so.
Yeah, like we thought about recording, but then I was just like, we can't. My mind was not on
work.
Anything work related. So anyways, that's it for this episode. If you got all the way to the end,
thank you for listening.
Please let us know in the comments. Should we say a word?
In the comments, write taco.
No. Don't, no. Not taco. Just say scooter.
Scooter?
Scooter.
Okay. Well,
and then also let us know about the coconut water. Like, am I wrong for thinking it's supposed to be cold?
I think you are.
Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. We'll chat with you guys soon. And we hope wherever you are, if you are in any affected area of like the snow, right now there's a blizzard, or there was just a blizzard in New York.
Yeah,
which
New
is
York's
crazy. To even like think about while being here in, you know, 70 degree weather, sunny, beautiful. But yeah, hope everybody's staying good and safe, healthy, eating good food, spending time with friends, laughing, loving each other, all the good stuff. Yeah, we love you and we'll talk soon.
This was your outro.
I just do it so well. I can't lie.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like my outros are better.
Just give me the flowers, right?
No. I got the next outro.
Okay, and I got the next intro then.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye, guys.